From NPR News and Slate Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, making every vote count in Colorado. But first, the presidential debate in Tempe, Arizona. President George Bush and Senator John Kerry meet tonight for their third and final debate, which will be devoted to domestic policy. This week, both candidates have stepped up their attacks in campaign speeches throughout the Southwest. Millions of Americans are expected to tune in to tonight's event, a final chance for each man to make a lasting impression on voters around the country. Day to Day's Mike Pesca has been talking to voters in Tempe.
The swing state of Arizona has swung, judging by almost all the polls, which give the president a lead in the low double digits here. But the crowd of partisans on the campus of Arizona State University yesterday were playing to a national audience. Hundreds of Kerry Edwards supporters, a lower number in the hundreds of Bush-Cheney supporters, obligingly served as atmosphere for the cable news show that had set up shop on the Arizona State campus. Slade Hall, a student supporting John Kerry, and Bush-Cheney supporter Stephanie Lohmeyer broke off from the throng and were part of a side discussion, which turned out to be more conciliatory than when the adults get together on TV. Arguments and web addresses were flying.
Right there on factcheck.org is a validation for everything we're telling you. It's all right.
Visit carryoniraq.com.
Earlier yesterday, the president landed in town. He addressed a crowd of supporters who, for their $2,000 donation, got to sweat out a stump speech in an inferno of a tent. All comedy fodder for the president.
For example, if the senator has his way, this is the way every house will feel because he doesn't have an energy policy.
If the president wants to ditch his whole commander-in-chief thing, he could sign up for the conservative comedy of the Right Stuff Tour, which landed at the Improv in Tempe last night. Unlike the anti-abortion comedy event, which coincided with the vice presidential debate called Laugh for Life, the Right Stuff isn't so religiously minded. It's more, three liberals walk into a bar and sue. Comic Tony Robbins says he could get a laugh out of any audience, but these crowds are some of his favorites.
I'm working with the Right Stuff, the conservative group. I go, liberals think I'm harsh. You people think I make sense.
From the ridiculous to the high-minded, the Arizona Historical Society was hosting a lecture last night given by political science professor Brooke Simpson.
You happen to watch on Wednesday, see how many...
They drew about half the crowd of the Improv, 50 people, and not all were political junkies. Julio Galvez of Mesa said he hasn't watched any of the presidential debates and wants an academic's point of view before watching tonight's. Art Gaudette of Scottsdale was also undecided, or at least persuadable, but he had another motivation for attending the lecture.
The reason I came tonight is because I'm going to be with one of the television stations tomorrow night, and after the debate, we're going to debate the debate.
The presidential race is so much part of the environment here that people are reading politics into places it doesn't really exist. The avowedly nonpartisan owner of a Tempe bar said he sold four T-shirts advertising his establishment to people hoping to mock John Kerry. The bar, Flip Flops, will be hosting a debate viewing party tonight. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.